Jimmy Chavez back at Fugate Gymnasium, 72-69 St. Mary's, 2:05 to play. Chuck Coley will bring it in on the near side at half court. Wesley Pleasant, Trailer, and Shamara Quay on the floor as we go under 2 minutes to play. Jets ball moving from right to left. Here's a Quay left wing against Moses Sundafu. Stutter step, hanging floater in the lane, no good. Pleasant the board, back up against Kotzer, flips it up and in. 5 points for Josh Pleasant, the lead down to one. 72-71 St. Mary's, 1:40 to play. Here's Lam Autry. Back to the left side for Taylor. Back to Autry. Near side, Sundafu. Kotzer and Marshall also in. Taylor left wing. Foot on the line. Long two. In and out. Marshall a big board. Left baseline goes up strong. Blocked by Coley. And Trailer takes it away. Jets play for their first lead since early in the first half. Here's Wesley. Stutter step at the foul line. Back out with 1:12 to play. Both teams with three timeouts apiece. Wesley on the right side. Comes left against Marshall, 20 on the shot clock. Darrell Trailer curls into the lane, jump step in the lane, foul before the shot, and he'll go to the line to shoot two with 1:03 to play. It's on Darrell Taylor, his third. So Darrell Taylor fouls Darrell Trailer, and Trailer will shoot two with 1:03 to play to give the Jets the lead. Fourth down and six from the nine. They're going to go for it. Tight right, three wide, slot left, single back, under center, Zeke Palmer. Palmer, play fake, rolls left, has time, goes middle. Harvey says he has it. Referee says it's a catch, and it's a first down for the Eagles inside the five at the two.
I'm Jimmy Chavez with your Aquip Equipment Rental Fox Sports local report. History was made last night as the Wichita Heights Falcons won their 60th consecutive game, setting a new state record as Joe Auer's team gutted out a 54-42 victory over Bishop Carroll. It wasn't easy, however, as the Golden Eagles were primed for an upset, trailing only four heading into the final quarter. The Falcons used an 11-2 run to pull away, led by All-American Perry Ellis, who tallied 19 points and 13 rebounds. Wichita State will look to clinch at least a tie for the Missouri Valley Championship tonight with a win over Missouri State. The Bears won't be a pushover, though. They're still led by senior Kyle Weems, who is averaging 16 points per game. This will be the second meeting this year between the two teams. The Shockers defeated Missouri State 74-67 on February 1st. And the Wichita Thunder win again over Laredo Tuesday night at the Interest Bank Arena 6-1. They're a league-best 32-13-2. I'm Jimmy Chavez.